On September 1, 1876, this cottage became home to five people with the birth of a baby girl. Jesse Hoover built young Mary a graceful walnut cradle, and Huldah rocked her daughter to sleep in it, just like she had done for both Tad and Bertie. This cradle is a replica of that family treasure. The original, sold after Huldah's death, was surprisingly found in a West Branch barn sometime in the 1930s, and eventually returned to the Hoover family. Having long outgrown the rocking bed, 2-year-old Herbert and his 5-year-old brother Tad shared a trundle bed, which was pulled out each night from underneath their parents' four-poster. Do you think the rope supporting the larger mattress made that bed a comfortable place to sleep? Decorative patchwork quilts, along with wool bedspreads woven on family looms, kept everyone warm when the wood stove's fire died out in the middle of the night. The dresser in the corner is very similar in style to the one Grandmother Minthorne gave as wedding presents to each of her daughters, Huldah and Agnes. Made by Herbert Hoover's great uncle, a cabinet maker in Detroit, the drawers were once filled with household linens. The sewing machine, while not original to the family, is a reminder of Jesse's growing success as a businessman and how he provided for the needs of his wife and family. If you're wondering about what is covering the floors of the cottage, they're called rag rugs. American families in the 19th century practiced recycling long before we did. Because cloth goods were relatively scarce and expensive, they would take discarded family garments, cut them into long strips, and weave them into sections that were sewn together. The colorful rug is similar to the ones Huldah's mother made for the house in the 1870s. By putting layers of old newspapers underneath and fitting the rug snugly against the walls, the floors would stay warm all winter. As you exit, take a moment to look at the partially enclosed and covered areas at the rear of the cottage. They may have served several purposes over time, including a woodshed, storeroom, summer kitchen, and spare bedroom. It was here, in the dark of night on August 10, 1874, that blacksmith shop assistant Elwood King was awakened to go and fetch the doctor. Just before midnight, Herbert Clark Hoover was born.